person in my life.
Amen.
All right, say what you want to say. We talked yesterday about women who are twice as likely than men to give importance to their partner's footwear. The ladies talked about what a man's shoes say to them. Today, we switched it around. The men get a chance to chime in and tell us what they think a pair of ladies' shoes say to them. Blue, he's getting ready to come with it strong. What does it say to you, Blue?
Shoes tell me your financial status. The shoes tell me your confidence level. Yeah. Shoes tell me everything. If a woman's coming in with some sandals or some flip-flops on, that lets me know that she really doesn't have any care about life. She probably is on her way.
Don't be mean, Blue. Don't be mean.
Something. It tells you everything. If a woman has some nice stacks on, that lets me know that she's confident. Yeah. You could tell somebody's confident with the way they walk, you know, and everything. So if a woman can walk in some 6-inch heels, she definitely has my eyes.
Watch out, Blue. Watch out, Blue.
Stay safe, Blue.
Stay safe, Blue. Stay PG, Blue. Stay PG.
My type of guy. Have a good one, Blue.
You too.
All right. Chris, what does a person's pair of shoes say to you about them?
It says a lot. It says that they're confident in themselves. You know, a man like to see, well, let me put it on my wife before I get in trouble.
Ahead,
I love
focus.
To see my wife in heels and her toes painted.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they don't have to be heels. It can be sandals and a nice tundra.
Talk,
you know, as long as them toes is right.
Yeah, you good.
You're good. Let me say this about
that's
the brother.
That's not nasty. He's being honest.
Let me say this about the brother.
Go ahead.
You can have on a bad outfit, but if your shoes ain't right,
yeah.
You just messed the whole outfit up.
Yes, sir. Destroyed the night. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, homie.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. This is me talking. Stacy, what does a person's pair of shoes say to you about them?
I'm not sure what it says about most women, but about my wife.
Come on. Go ahead.
About my wife, it says no matter how many pairs of shoes she has, she can never have enough.
Yes! I love her!
I hear you, Stacy.
And it also says that I better not care about closet space.
I got you. It's all about how you look at it, man.
Yeah, man, but see, it's not about the wearing of the shoe. I figured that out. It's just about having it, the experience of buying a shoe.
Sound like a married man.
Yeah, because she'll look in that closet and say, I have nothing to wear. So I'm like, well, whose shoes are these?
I know. Won't they do it? Won't they do it, Stacy?
Guilty, Stacy.
My wife, and I keep looking
about
the shoes.
You better. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Love that. It's all about how you see it, man.
But you know what? Yeah. I love that the men have commented again. Yeah. Men, I love y'all so much because, you know, men are honest.
Mm-hmm.
They are honest. They never try to overshadow, so, well, you know, the Lord says this, the Lord says that. And I'm not saying that this is everybody.
Right.
But most women are so deep and not being honest that, you know, I don't care what the man looks like as long as he looks. Yes, you do. Right. You do not want him coming out looking like a centaur.
Hey, you know
you
how many
want him to look like, I'm the half man, half horse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know how many men would love to hear a lady say that? Oh, right. She don't care how I look?
Right. I mean, if you're presenting your best to me, I'm going to present my best to you because that's another way that, you know, that's where the attraction comes from. Yeah.
I look at the heart, Yolanda.
Do you?
I know, that's
good.
Where
am I looking at?
After you, what, you look at the heart on the shoes?
At the heart of the shoes.
You know, Charlotte Olympia has some shoes with hearts on them, so.
I want you to know that I'm looking at the body.
You are crazy, AV.
No, that wasn't me. That was the crying.
See? No, that was you.
That was the crying. That was you. See?
That was not the town crier.
I'm looking at the body. The heels and the dress and the...
Reverend.
That wasn't me. You learned town cry.
No.
Ricky Smile is coming up in 14 minutes.
Town liar.
I don't know what time it is. 14 past the hour.
Waking you up with faith, family, friends, and fun. It's the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
He's back! Don't let the fear of foreclosure make you the victim of a loan modification scam. Did you know it's illegal for most companies to charge advance fees? If you're paying money to a company promising help, you may be getting scammed. To get free help from a HUD-approved counseling agency or to report a scam, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-HOPE. Or visit loanscamalert.org. This message is brought to you by NeighborWorks America. NeighborWorks America!
What's up, Ricky Smiley?
What is going on, Miss Yolanda Adams?
Look, I am so happy to have you on my show this Fly Friday. Oh, you know why I'm excited, because you're my brother and I love you so much. But I'm excited about this second season of the Ricky Smiley Show.
Yeah. Hey, I'm excited too, and I just want to thank you for having me on your show. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's the only TV show where you have an opportunity to win $1,000, a flat screen TV, and a chance to be on TV One to promote the season finale.
Mm. Wow.
So yeah, you just have to watch it, and a word is going to flash across the screen. And you need to let everybody know that you're making an appearance on one of the episodes this coming up season.
I had so much fun, Ricky. Now, look, we got to create a character so I can come on there more often.
Okay. Maybe we'll have you driving the church van or something.
You said driving a church van.
Right.
The church van lady, with some buck teeth or something like that, somewhere nobody would even recognize that as me.
Right. I'm definitely going to hook that up.
Now, Ricky, we know that you have been doing so much stuff. I mean, you are a very successful, highly successful, award-winning stand-up comic. You've done movies. You have books. You have products. Now, you know, TV One is allowing you to be you on your show. How important is it to expand all the gifts that God has given you?
It's real important. You're supposed to use the talents that he gave you. It's scripture. I ain't been to Sunday school in a couple of Sundays. I can't quote those scriptures, but I will find them.
Crazy.
And I will call you back next week and let you know what those scriptures are about when God issued out the talents. And then the one man didn't use the talent, and those talents was taken away.
Go ahead, Reverend.
And you need to follow with me. You need to stay with me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
And I've been doing comedy for 25 years. Lord 25 years of my life, and I tried to keep it clean, and then tried to do stand-up to motivate people, to make them laugh, to make them cry, to make them be blessed, because comedy is a spirit.
Yes, it is.
It's a spirit.
Yeah.
It's a spirit.
Go higher.
My. Hey, why do preachers always sign? They start out real serious, then they start hooping, and then when they get in the aisle, I want to go to one of those hot churches where they have like 75 members and it's real hot in there, and when the preacher get the microphone and get in the aisle, and then the associate pastor be trying to give him some more mic wire where he can get down the aisle, but then he raises his pants leg up to show you that the socks match the tie.
Oh, man, you crazy.
That's when I shout right there. That's when I start crying. When I see them socks matching that tie, that's when I get up and join that church, knowing I got to go back to my regular church.
Got to coordinate. Ricky Smiley joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, season 2 of the Ricky Smiley Show. What can we expect, man? Who are some of the other actors that are going to appear on
you
the
can
show?
Expect funny, just all day funny. And we have Pastor Creflo Dollar is going to be on the first episode.
What?
Pastor Creflo Dollar, Carl Payne from Martin, going to be on the second episode. So they're going to show 2 brand new episodes back to back. So don't miss it, 9 p.m. Eastern on TV One.
Well, Ricky, just talk to us a little bit about the growth from season 1 to season 2. We know last season, you know, you was brand new to it, getting your feet wet. Just talk about the growth.
Well, the growth was I was more concerned about being in the writing room and being part of the creation and coming up with the concept and making sure that it was funny, line by line, script by script, page by page, scene by scene, asking questions, and you know, making some of the big decisions. I really got involved this time, and the fans said that, hey, you know, we just really want to see more Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
So I gave them more Ricky Smiley, and if you watch my stand-up, if you've been following my career, you know, all of these years, you would know that, you know, you'll see all of, from all of the scripts that it's just really basically my stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Written out in a script, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Dude. Well, we're excited about TV One's Ricky Smiley Show.
Yes.
It's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have back-to-back episodes, 2 new episodes. You got to see them. They are hilarious. He is amazing, and we're so glad to call him friend and brother on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Ricky Smiley, we love you.
Love y'all, too.
Yeah.
Ricky's cool. Ricky's so cool. You know, it's wonderful to have friends who push you to the next level and get you, you know, excited about, you know, about your future and what God has for you. But Ricky Smiley tonight
on
TV One.